This is the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses. 101.3 KDWB.
Weather Girl Jenny, have you ever done War of the Roses before?
I have done it one time before.
Really?
Yes, it wasn't very dramatic, though, so I'm hoping for some drama today, if I'm being honest.
Well, I get it, because when we do War of the Roses and it works out well, people complain and say it was boring.
Exactly.
So, the funny thing is, I want it to work out for Rachel, because Rachel's engaged to this guy,
mm-hmm.
and this is what I'm gathering. They live together, he's a teacher, they own one car. Now, that's tough, and that I just picture this sweet, struggling little couple. They're getting engaged. She actually has to pick him up at work because you only have one car. And now she's worried that he's cheating with somebody that he teaches with. Hello, Rachel.
Good morning.
First of all, I mean, it sucks that you even have to worry about this, but what's going on that makes you think that your fiance, Drew, might be seeing somebody that he works with?
Well, there's this teacher named Brooke, and they spend all their time together, you know, probably during lunch hour and stuff like that. And I pick him up from work every day, and they're always chatting, like just, you know, at the corner when I pick him up. And I'm always trying to be nice to her and stuff. Hey, how's it going? And she's just doesn't even acknowledge me. She's rude and...
So, I mean, not even a wave, so you'll, like, roll down the window and say, hey, and you get, like, the stink eye, or you get nothing, or what do you get?
I get pretty much dirty looks and stuff like this, and I talked to Drew about it, and he's like, oh, she just got a divorce, she hates everybody, and I'm like, well, why does she hate me, you know? And I think that, look, Drew is, he's very good looking, he's very, very personable, everybody loves him, and I know that she's into him, obviously. It's very, very obvious from her body language and everything else. And I trust my boyfriend. I do. But I don't trust her. I know. You know what I mean?
Well, who's the one to stop it then? I mean, that's an interesting question. I mean, okay, you don't trust her, but you trust him. So then you shouldn't have anything to worry about. Right?
Well, but you know what, though? I still don't like this obvious. You know, she's obviously targeting him. She's obviously, she's making it so obvious to me that she doesn't like me, and then she's obviously into him, and it's very disrespectful.
Is that common, you know, Jenny, when, like, if, let's say you're seeing a guy and some rival that likes him also, she treats you like you don't exist, and she's coming on to him, maybe even right in front of you? Does that happen?
Yes, I would say I did experience this once with someone that I was seeing, and I could tell this girl liked him a lot. And any time I basically walked into the room, I saw her face go from happy and flirtatious to, like, just jealousy and anger that just aimed right at me.
You know what? Back in the day, when I was dating Julie, there was another girl named Shannon that liked me. And Shannon worked at the radio station. And Julie, my girlfriend at the time, hated Shannon. And Shannon hated Julie because they liked me, and, you know, they didn't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
They would pretend to get along,
yeah.
But every time that one of them was like, why are you talking to her? God, I hate that girl. Why you got to talk to her? And I kind of liked it. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. You'll love it when two people want a piece of you.
Now, what happened with the scratches on the car? Because then everything came together, and you thought, oh, my God, I'm not just suspicious. I think I got some evidence. What happened, Rachel, with the scratches on your car?
Well, so the other day, I noticed when she was walking away, because she's always there. I mean, I don't know why she's waiting for me to pick him up and why she insists on, you know, spending that much time with him. But anyway, when she was walking away, I noticed she wears these ribbed jeans, and they have that, you know, that metal detail, you know, like sometimes there's like zippers and stuff like this. And I noticed that she wears these jeans, and I thought, I just, all of a sudden, I had this flash, like, she's leaning against the car, and they're making out. Call me crazy, call me paranoid.
No, wait, but was there, because you saw, and you can't leave this part out, there were scratches on the car where you had seen, like, where on the car did you see
the scratches? Well, on the fender. Like, you know, just right on the driver's side.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, you know, and she's the type of, I could totally see her leaning against the car. I could see her sitting on the hood of the car, you know? She's that type of way, doesn't know boundaries, you know, way up in everyone's business, and or certainly my boyfriend's business. And I could just see her. I just had this horrible flash because I just know I have this like little spidey sense, and maybe I'm paranoid or whatever. But I just thought.
Okay, so you see. Let me see if I get this right. So you see scratches on the car.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they're from.
I'm not explaining. It's just weird. It's like, it's not like, you know, it's not like they could be from, you know, hitting a curb, obviously, or, yeah. or just, you know, it's like, what is this from? This is obviously from somebody leaning against the car.
So you made the leap that there's scratches on the car. You look at her walking away, and she's got like the bedazzled, bejeweled, riveted kind of jeans.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you picture her, and this is what I'm picturing, and I don't want to like put ugly thoughts in your mind. Her sitting on the hood of the car with her legs spread, him standing between her, and they're making out. That's what I'm picturing.
That's exactly what I thought. I mean, it's a horrible thought, but she would love that, and I just, you know.
Did you ask him? I mean, do you ask him, like, did you say anything like, Drew, there are scratches here that match up with the rivets and the, I mean, she, what, did you say anything to him?
You know what? I don't, because I feel like I sound paranoid when I say it. If I say it out loud,
I think it does sound a little ridiculous. Honestly, Jenny, what do you think? Right? Does she have a case here?
Cars get hit so easily, so I would probably really be examining the location of where those scratches are and try to figure out in my head if it could have happened from a car. People hit cars all the time.
Well, it's definitely not from hitting a car. It's somebody definitely leaning or putting something on the car. You know, it's definitely from. So I'm sure it could be maybe from a. I don't know. It's just at a shopping mall. Like somebody just put their stuff on the car. I have no idea. I really have. There's no explanation for it, actually.
Okay, but there is, even aside from the scratches on the car and your mind going into paranoia overtime, which there might be something there. But the fact that she is all over your fiance. And
she's divorced. I don't know if I told you.
No, you did. You said she just got divorced. You said that, yeah.
Yeah,
so, and you said that's why she hates the world right now.
She's on the hunt, you know. She wants my husband. Well, he's not my husband yet, but I know that she wants him. And they work together. She spends more time with him than I do, practically.
All right, well, here's what we can do. We can call your fiance, we can call Drew, and we can say, hey, Jenny's going to be the girl from the cable company.
Yep.
And take the survey, and if you do, we'll send you a dozen roses. Guys fall for this all the time, and we will then see who he wants to send flowers to. I mean, if you're engaged, there's really only one answer. You want to send them to Rachel. So,
of course.
But if he sends them to Brooke, then he'll have some explaining to do. So hang on. Rachel will come right back. We'll make the phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, in the meantime, you've heard this whole conversation. Is she overreacting? Did you find evidence that you thought it's just in my mind, I'm imagining things, and then you found out it really was true? Is scratches on the hood of his car, on the fender of his car, and her wearing riveted jeans or bejeweled jeans or whatever, does anybody wear those jeans anymore?
I believe over at the Jersey Shore they do, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't know fashion, but I don't think women really wear those jeans anymore.
I don't think it's really like in the Twin Cities area. Maybe if you go out a little bit further.
So Litchfield, if you get into Litchfield or Wilmer.
Yeah, yeah. Or my hometown, Fondutucky, Wisconsin.
Yep. Yes.
You can find them there too.
Then it's a thing. What do you think? Is she being way too paranoid? What do you think of Brooke, who just got divorced and is all over her fiancé? Text me at KDWB153921 or call me at 651-989-KDWB. We'll make the phone call for War of the Roses coming right up. And we're back with War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB. What do you think? I mean, what's going on? Do you think that he will send the roses to somebody else? What do you make of the scratches on the car? I'm reading text messages here. We'll get to phone calls in a second, then we'll make the phone call, so don't worry. Text message. I get the crazy vibe from Rachel. She is a bomb waiting to find a reason to blow.
Someone else says she's crazy paranoid. Who makes the jump from scratches on a car?
Another one says bedazzled jeans, probably in Albertville. Okay.
Wow.
Never underestimate women's intuition. She knows something's going on. Another one, I'm just trying to think of what type of school would allow a teacher to wear ripped zipper jeans to work.
Yeah, I would be surprised with that too, but I maybe different school districts, different things.
LOL, are all divorced women on the hunt? All right, let's make the phone call in a second. First, though, Brooke from Monticello, We got to hear what you think, Brooke. What's going on with the bedazzled jeans and the hood of the car with the scratches? And did he have a woman on the hood of his car making out? What do you think?
Well, first of all, I'd like to comment that when I was in high school, my art teacher wore those jeans a lot.
How long ago were you in high school?
Like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you're in college now, probably.
I'm actually a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. Gotcha. So what do you make of the jeans and the bedazzled and the scratches?
It's just so weird. Like, the first thing I thought of, like, I'm not saying, like, Rachel's crazy at all. Like, I totally get it. But the first thing that popped in my mind when hearing all this is, if she's always picking him up, how is he leaning on the hood of the car with her?
That's a good idea. You know, that's a really good question. Maybe when they go out to meetings or something like that. I don't know. It's like, hey, I'm going to go meet her down at Caribou. We're going to get a cup of coffee, go over something. And then they're not meeting at Caribou. They're hooking up behind the Menards. He's got her on the hood of the car. I don't know. It's a good question. Hey, thanks for listening, Brooke. I appreciate it. We're going to make the phone call right now on War of the Roses and find out who he sends roses to on KDWB.
Hello.
Hi,
Drew.
Drew, as promised for taking the survey, we have a dozen long-stemmed romantic red roses to send out on your behalf. So what I need from you is a name of who you'd like to send those roses to.
Yeah, sure. Let's send them to my girlfriend, Rachel.
All right, Rachel, got it. And then we always send a little card along with the roses. Is there something you'd like to include on that card, a little note or something cute?
Sure, let's just go something simple like, love you, babe.
That's very romantic. They should put that on a Valentine's Day card or some sort of like a romantic card. Hey, Drew. you know what? I know I'm going to throw you off here a little bit, but we're testing you, bud. We're testing you to see if you would send roses to your fiance, Rachel. And you did. And I should tell you who I am.
Great.
It's Dave Ryan.
Yeah.
We're at KDWB. I'm a DJ on the radio. And and so Rachel called us and said, hey, will you test my fiance Drew and see if he won roses who he would send them to?
And why?
Why is the best question of the day. It really is the best question. Rachel is on the phone listening to this whole thing, and Rachel is going to explain why she wanted to test you. Rachel?
Rachel?
Hi, baby. First of all,
thank you so much
for sending me the roses.
Yeah, why though? What's going on?
I'm sorry that I, you know, I just, look, obviously it's about Brooke, and she, I told you about the scratches on the car the other day, like on the fender. I was telling you.
Why?
So I know it sounds crazy, but you know how she always wears these jeans, these like bedazzled type of jeans? And she's obviously into you. You spend way too much time together at work, and she's always hanging out when I pick you up at work. I just had this thing because it doesn't matter how nice I am to her. She just gives me this look, and she obviously hates me. So I just.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know that.
I just. You know, thank you for. I just wanted to know.
Well, he was. She was.
I just wanted to know if there was a thing between you two.
I mean, obviously, there's not. I mean, why would I send the flowers to Brooke? She's definitely not the type of girl that you send flowers to. I'll tell you that much.
Now, that's an interesting statement. So, would that mean that if you were seeing Brooke, that you would still not send flowers to?
I mean, no. Okay, let's not read into something that's not worth reading into here. It's just.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. You said that you know she's not the kind of girl you send flowers to.
Right. I know what I say. It's just not her style. Put it that way.
So you would send her something else instead. So you would. I don't know. You would get her a balloon or something.
No. No. Again, that's not what I meant. It's,
let
I
me just, ask you. Can I ask you kind of a question? So playing a little detective work, so Rachel noticed there were scratches on the fender of your car, and then she sees Brooke wearing these jeweled, like bedazzled rivet jeans, whatever, and she thought this is what she was picturing in her mind. Brooke sitting on the hood of your car, or pressed up against the side of your car, you pressed up against Brooke making out, and she's scratching the car with the rivets on her butt.
Wow. I mean, that's quite the picture in her mind. Listen, I don't know what kind of jeans Brooke wears. I don't know anything about any kind of scratches. I haven't seen any scratches or anything like that on my car. I take pretty good care of my car, so I think I would see that type of stuff. And I'm telling you, I have no idea where you're talking about.
I will show you, but it doesn't matter. It's fine. I trust you, and
Well, kind of.
Well, I think that's the big question.
She's obviously into you, and it's been bothering me. And but I am going to show you the scratches on the car, so you're not.
Well, I look forward to seeing these scratches. They must be awful looking.
Let me ask you, because you're the one that's got to decide, Rachel. Do you believe him, and are you okay?
I do believe him, actually. I do. But, obviously, we don't have to talk about this on the radio. I'd probably owe him an apology for even, calling you guys. But I do have concerns about her, obviously, and I just don't like her. I just don't like her. And I don't like the fact that she's obviously, into him, and I would appreciate maybe if we didn't spend so much time together or at least, make sure that there's some very clear boundaries there, because she's obviously interested in him.
True. What do you think?
All right, babe. I can't avoid Brooke altogether. We work together. But I can tell you that I am sorry that she's made you feel uncomfortable, and I will ask her politely to smile at you a little bit more often, and I'll take better care of the car.
Okay. This is why I'm marrying this guy, okay? Just for you to know.
Right? Not bad.
I love you.
I love you too, babe. You're a little bit nuts sometimes, but that's what I love about you.